There is a general scientific consensus that growing carbon dioxide emissions are contributing to global warming and climate change. A new study suggests that carbon dioxide levels caused by human activity have also had a positive effect. They've led to a massive increase in plant growth. Our environment analyst Roger Harabin explains.
Today's study in the journal Nature Climate Change has been compiled by a team from 8 countries. Using satellite data, they calculate that between a quarter and a half of the Earth's vegetated land has become greener over the 33 years since the records began. That's equivalent to more than 4 billion giant sequoia trees, the biggest trees on the planet. The scientists say the rise in global temperatures has helped fuel the plant boom, along with more nitrogen in the environment and shifts in land management. But they estimate that 70% of the change has been caused by plants absorbing more of our emissions of carbon dioxide, because CO2 is a plant fertilizer. This is good news, because as plants soak up the carbon, they're slowing somewhat the pace of climate change by keeping the carbon out of the atmosphere. Some people skeptical about the dangers of global warming say this proves there's less need to worry. But the paper's lead author from Boston University says the benefit from greening is outweighed by other climate effects, melting sea ice, rising temperatures, ocean acidification, and more.
If we tally the beneficial and the harmful effects of having too much carbon dioxide in the air, the net effect is largely negative.
And there's another warning. The authors say if governments don't cut emissions as they agreed, there'll come a point where the climate warms so much that the capacity of plants to soak up some of our CO2 is overwhelmed by the carbon that'll be released from soils drying up in the heat. No one knows when that moment will happen.
The BBC's environment analyst Roger Harabin. Now, do you have a fondness for red and black? You may want to rethink that. A study in the US has found that bedbugs have a strong preference for certain colours. The BBC health editor Michelle Robert came in to explain the scientists' findings.
They got lots of these adult bedbugs and they put them in a dish, and with little triangles of tent-like card of different colours, they found that the bedbugs seemed to gravitate towards red or black, whereas the ones that they really didn't like were the yellow and the green.
Any indication why they prefer certain colours?
It's difficult to know.